You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was first recorded on October 19, 2022, and is titled Little by Little. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
We don't need anybody to help us. God will help us. We're right. We'd like for everybody to understand us. I don't have time to understand anybody else. But I think when you operate in the weaponry of God, we have great hope. We have great opportunity. I believe that revival is coming. But I believe the house of God receives judgment first. Until we look at ourselves and our idols, our carved images, all of our stuff that's abomination to God, until we address that ourselves, got no need to talk about anybody else. And let me tell you something about our moral high ground. It's at the lowest place. You know where your moral high ground is? When you're willing to get down here. You're willing to wash somebody's feet, or you're willing to humble yourself. John's the one that got it right. The other disciples are just muddling along, giving a history lesson. On the same night that he broke the bread with them, John remembered that Jesus took on the role of a servant, and he bowed himself before his fellow man, and he washed their feet. So, kind of where I'm at today. We've got some things going on. We got a high influence in the state of New Mexico from this little place right here. Big decisions being made over there. There's several options. There's one option for victory. The only victory in the state of New Mexico is to take evil from authority and remove it. That's it. And there's one pathway to do that. And if we as God's people split the herd, that won't work. It'll be less than 100 votes. We're a people who just refuse to repent and we refuse to get on the same page. We're like the mice and the Pied Piper. The first time somebody says the things we want to hear, we're all in, all 12 of us. So, when I got invited to the party, I called all candidates personally, and we conversed. I drew my own conclusions. You'll have to talk to me in private to know what those are. But I'm telling you today, in the United States of America, there's a plan for success, but it may not look exactly like you want it to look. It may not sound exactly like you want it to sound, but if you want to just keep going and we get over here and they get over here, your grandkids will stand under another flag one of these days. Just get ready. Let me tell you one more thing before I open up the floor around here. This is a national issue. One of the things that did come out of the 45th president of the United States is a conservative original intent Supreme Court. So just like the abortion issue, this nation never outlawed abortion. I mean, this is what happens when you live by sound bites. You only say half truths. What the Supreme Court did was they put it back into the state's hands. It's the 10th Amendment, states' rights, and they put it back into the state's hands. We are moving in the right direction. The governorship that's taking place across the nation, 36 governors up for grabs right now in this United States in November. Right now, 28 of them are conservative and 22 of them are liberal-leaning. And so that's where we are in the governorship. We have a problem in America that supersedes all problems, in my opinion, and it is a porous southern border. That affects your sovereignty as a nation. It will eventually remove your ability to have a fair and free election. It will put a burden on your finances that you will not be able to overcome, and we're a nation that's already $33 trillion in debt. It gets things really lopsided. State of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Southeast California believes just exactly like us. They're really blue and they go up a long ways, but you work through a couple little places and one of these days we can maybe move the needle just to tick over there if we'll just let it move a little. Together, we can work on some things because states have more power than we believe. And if we'd ever get unified, oh gosh. So in order to do this, what if Methodist, Baptist, Church of Christ, Assembly of God, Nazarene, Cowboy Methodist, what if we all started sitting down together and trying to navigate? Oh gosh, and then maybe Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California could come together and maybe get DeSantis to come up from Florida. He's got some good ideas, and maybe we could do something about the sovereignty of our country by doing our fair share on our border. That's just a dumb plan coming out of a horse sale auctioneer that will never get told in another church in this country. Isn't that a shame? But little by little, we can do this. Dusty Leatherwood is now a commissioner in Curry County, New Mexico. Little by little. Little by little. But if we'll all divide up and we can't see the big picture and we can't come to some place of agreement, we can't give and take a little, we can't play the game, then what? Am I making any sense to anybody? Because this is really hard for all of us. Oh, I would love to go take a hard stance over here on any particular issue. But I'm telling you today, if you do, we lose. I would rather have a guy who's weaving through the rug who will call me back. And when something big comes up for grabs, I can knock on his door and he'll let me in. Because I can move that needle. Because I showed up the first time with my hat in my hand, and I'm invited. See, if I was going to patch things up church-wise in this town, which I probably will. Another steady diet of humble pie. Well, you preach against all that crud. Why are you going over and talking to them? Because if you hadn't noticed, our team is running out of players. Come on, kids, we're losing. I wonder if I went with my hat in my hand and said, listen, put out a tape one day about Jezebel and Jackass, and you're looking at him. Would you accept my apology, and could we talk for just a minute, and I gave you an hour. Would you tell me all the ways I hurt your feelings so I could fix it? Maybe we could pray together. God, I ain't looking forward to that. That's going to really stink. How many of y'all want to bet $20 it happens? Okay? It ain't like big fun church tonight. Dadgum in America, when are we going to stop and talk? For just a minute. What do you got on your mind tonight? Anybody? Am I just up here rambling? Did it make any sense? You want it? Yes, sir, Leon. What do you got? That's right. They haven't heard our story. And you know why? because we ain't bothered to hear theirs. Yeah. When I was just thinking about it today, when I took a whole stack of what I thought could possibly be pornographic school books in the school library, took a whole stack of names and I put it on Dr. Richard's desk and I said, you should read through this and go to the library and make kindling out of all that stuff. You know, I've never stopped and asked anybody why or how those got in there, who's in charge, is there legalities to it, what's going on here. I've never taken time to hear how and why that happens. I just went in and told them that shouldn't be happening and you need to fix it. How many of us say I operate that way? My God, we're Christians, we're right. Everybody with an IQ over 2 knows that stuff's wrong. But it got there somehow. This has happened somehow. And just like Leon said, we've gotten our little huddles and we've tended to our little self. We've done plenty of complaining and plenty of finger pointing. But when is the Church of Jesus Christ going to put their hat in their hand and go to town and say, hey, you got 15 minutes for me? That's a little different playbook than I've been playing out of. Tell you what's happened in my life. I've changed more hearts and minds than God has with my mouth in the last 10 days than has the last 27 years. Well, it's like Abraham Lincoln said. They read the same Bible, pray the same God, and they want a different outcome. What day do we want the same outcome? Can we find a path? Maybe there's no path. Maybe we just right and they're left, and one of these days it's kaboom. I'm hoping for something better. I'm hoping for something better. So it's not about compromising your beliefs, but can we at least talk about some things? And the political process in America today does not, nor has it ever, followed this book. This country was framed through the lens of this book, but the foundation of this nation is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. That's what you swear your first oath to if you're going to serve the people of this country, the country that's of the people, by the people, and for the people, and that's the ones that disagree with us and the ones that agree with us. They all have a say. There's a two-party system. Do you know why the two-party system works when you discuss things? Because then you've learned when people will talk to each other. Iron sharpens iron. A good friend of mine sitting in this room told me the other day, when iron really sharpens iron, there's going to be sparks. Yeah, so maybe our little kumbaya Bible studies ain't enough. Maybe we should really mix it up. Yeah. So when we're trying to do this, not everybody's going to play along. So if we just go to our own spots or we vote to lose, vote to lose. There's people such as myself, highly electable. I walked into a deal one day in Oklahoma. They invited me a few years ago, and there's a guy running for governor. He's a Baptist preacher out of Oklahoma City. I'm trying to remember his name. He used to do a deal about Muhlenberg, John Peter Muhlenberg, that I always talk about. And he has a cool guy. So I walk in this deal, I get invited, and it's the apostles and prophets. And they come together every month, and they pray for their state. And this guy's going to run for governor, and he's perfect. He believes everything the way we believe. So they get him up there to the front, and they pray over him. And, man, they're Holy Ghosting it now. Everybody's praying in tongues, and they're getting in there crying, and they're wailing and waving their hand. I mean, they're getting it on now. They get done, they turn him loose. My turn to talk. I went up there to the front and I said, you know, that didn't work. I had a lady call me later. She said, they've been meeting for over 40 years. You're the first guy to ever tell them their prayers don't work. I said, you know what you guys are? Bunch of church people. That guy is the most unelectable guy on the universe. Because he checks all the boxes perfect for us. And you prayed over him. Y'all got fired up. Then you sent the sheep to the wolves. I said, if you really had any mustard on your hot dog, you'd all got up and followed him out the door. That's what they did today. John Peter Muhlenberg preached in that church in Virginia. 300 of them got off the pew and followed him to the front lines of the Revolutionary War. You'd have went to war for that guy because he can't win if you don't go out there and sacrifice your life. They beat him like a drum. He was the perfect guy for us. He never had a voice. Never got a shot. Just making a couple points here. God gave us a sound mind, some common sense. Just some things to think about. Like I'm telling you tonight, like I've told 20 people this last 10 days. Please just think for a minute. Don't do like Christians do. Go to church every Sunday morning, don't receive anything out of it. Nothing ever changes, but you feel real good about yourself. We'll slip in the booth and we'll check the box knowing we're going to lose. There's candidates that are running today that don't they have the same chance as a snowball in a 4th of July parade. They will not be elected. They will lose, and they will distract from those who might win. But we'll feel good about who we are. So instead of dealing with a 15-week problem, you're going to continue to have a full-term problem, an agenderism problem, an education problem, a financial problem, a southern border problem. You're going to have problems. Anybody else got anything? Yes, ma'am.
The Lord led me to this. It's Galatians 5 out of the Passion Translation. Verse 14. For love completes the laws of God. All of the law can be summarized in one grand statement. Demonstrate love to your neighbor even as you care for and love yourself. But if you continue to criticize and come against each other over minor issues, you're acting like wild beasts trying to destroy one another. As you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings for your self-life. For your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder Him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self from dominating you. So then, the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the creation life of the spirit. And as you were talking, I'm reminded of what my husband says often, love is the only thing the enemy doesn't have.
That is, that's real good. It's a little bit of ouch there, but I've had plenty of it this week, so whatever. Yeah. Well, this is what we got to do. If you're not willing for God to turn you inside out, what the heck? It's amazing you people show up every week anyhow. I've been a walking disaster about two-thirds of the time. Yes, sir.
And rather than attacking him, I asked questions. I asked them in love. I just wanted to know, why do you believe this? Attack him in any way, and after we sat and visited for over an hour and a half, he told me that he really enjoyed our conversation. He said that he told me another story of where he mentioned that he was a Mormon and a Christian jumped up and started yelling and screaming at him. He said, we had a very good conversation between you and I, and he said, I hope to do it again. And I didn't go approach it with the mindset that I was going to change his mind about anything. I just asked him questions.
Love for somebody to walk in your workplace and ask you questions about what you believe. That doesn't happen very often. So have we deemed ourselves unapproachable? I have. There should be more people at the sale barn coming asking me about what I believe as opposed to people inviting a stranger to sit down with them so that I won't sit down. I've kind of done this wrong. Yes, sir. No, but to give an answer. You know, it's the same way in the politics with the liberal and the conservative. How many of y'all crave to have a visit with a liberal? It's really fun. You should try it. To have a based discussion with an individual who has a baseless theology. It ain't hard. It's kind of entertaining. Are we willing to do these things? Sit down and visit. Share our ideas. Iron sharpens iron. Can we do it without emotion? These are big questions. But I think tonight's a crucial time because I think our country is in a mess. I care about her. Anybody else got anything? We good? Yes?
There in the second chapter of Genesis, first thing it talks about is how on the seventh day he rested, and you've talked about this. It said it's finished. Well, God sent me right to Second Peter, and over there in Second Peter, he said that God, our Lord, in his divine power has given all the things that pertain to life and godliness. That was all that was finished then. But if you go ahead and read down in here, it just covers kind of what he's talking about. He said, but down in verse 5, and here he says, but also for this very reason, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's the last guy preaching to me tonight. We're not doing it. That's the end of that. That's enough. I ought to get down here on the floor again here in a minute. Yeah. No, it's the truth. How many of y'all know that we need to have this visit? Yeah. It's been really difficult. And to be unfruitful. If the commandment was to be fruitful and multiply, how have we done? Could we do better? Or do we stay barren? God promised me everything necessary for life and godliness. My country promised me freedom. I don't think I'm going to give up on either one. Okay? Just quit. Ain't a good place to quit. Murph, would you pray us out of here?
Heard from you tonight, and thankful for that. Still hear your voice. Hear your, sense your spirit. So Lord, I pray over everybody that's here that, you know, even not received everything, I just pray your blessings be on this body as we leave. And I pray for our country. Pray that your will be done. We pray. Pray for freedom, so freedom ring in Jesus' name over our country. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as the Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.